podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church, where each Monday through Friday you'll find a new meditation on Scripture by a member of our BFC family. Thanks for joining us again. Our Scripture today comes from Hosea chapter 5, verse 15, and we're going to read down through 6:3. And the Word of the Lord says this, "Then I will return to my lair until they have borne their guilt and seek my face. In their misery they will earnestly seek me. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days he will revive us, and on the third day he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth." I want to talk to you today about our merciful God. The background of the passage is that the people of God had wandered from faithfulness to the Lord, and they were treating the Lord God like an unfaithful spouse would treat an innocent partner. Like an unfaithful husband abandoning a virtuous wife, or a loving husband discarded by an adulterous wife, the people of Israel had cast God aside and run off to worship idols, false gods, who were no gods at all. And what an insult to the one true God. What ingratitude to the one who had rescued them from slavery in Egypt, led them through the wilderness, given them cities and fields and vineyards that they didn't have to build or plant in a land of their own. All God asked of them was that they abide in his love, that they remain faithful to him and enjoy his blessings. He desired nothing but good for them and only asked that they remain faithful to him in return. But they had wandered away. Their lust for idols lured them away from the living God. They thought that this would bring them greater pleasures, higher prosperity, and an easier life, but it hadn't. God simply removed his hand of blessing from his people and let their sins take their inevitable course. They caused pain, family disintegration, societal chaos, political collapse. Nothing good had come to them from their abandonment of God. In verse 15, we find God simply sitting back and watching it all happen. There's an air of patience and sadness about this verse, almost as if God was saying, well, they're just going to have to learn their lesson the hard way. I'm just going to wait right here until they get so sick of the misery they're causing themselves that they'll come dragging back home like the prodigal sons that they are. And then what? Would God reject them? Would he meet them with, well, I told you so. You made your bed, now you lie in it. No, that's not what we find at all. What we find in verses 1 through 3 is pure mercy, and the people know that they can expect nothing other than that from God. It's the people that are speaking in these verses. They say, come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days, he will revive us, and on the third day, he will restore us that we may live in his presence. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear, and he will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. Like the offended father in Jesus' story of the prodigal son, the thought of God being ungracious to his repentant children is simply unthinkable. I mean, read those verses carefully when you have a moment. Pay careful attention to them because they're a wonderful picture of who God is. Yes, he has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He won't let our sins go unrebuked, but neither will he hold them against us when we have returned to him. Yes, he has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. He has applied a severe mercy of discipline to us, yet he's still willing to heal the stripes that he's inflicted. He revives us that we may live in his presence, the text says. You know, the world works hard to convince us that God is spiteful, reluctant to forgive, hard to please, impossible to satisfy. And that is all a lie. Look at the picture again and note it well. All we see here is mercy. And that's who God is. That's who our God is. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. What a refreshing picture of our merciful God. Do you know him as the one who patiently awaits your return from the hog pen? Do you know him as the jilted husband who is ever ready to forgive and welcome back the wandering wife? Do you know him as the patient wife who keeps watching for the penitent husband to return? What is your vision of God? Do you conceive of him as being hard to please and impossible to satisfy? Well, if so, then you aren't thinking about him correctly. Our merciful God is ever watchful for the penitent sinner to forsake his rebellion and return home. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness to people like us, people who don't deserve your grace at all. And yet you love us, not because of who we are, but because of who you are. You are amazing grace, and yes, how sweet the sound that saves wretches like us. Hear our prayer of repentance and gratitude today for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Remember, our God is merciful.